Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Floyd Engelin?
Speaking.
Thank you very much. And just to start, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
I beg your pardon.
Are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes, Cameron County.
Thank you very much. Now we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Yes,
Almost
certain.
certain or probably? Okay, thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1941.
Thank you very much. And what is your race?
What is what?
Your race?
I'm white.
Thank you very much. Now, any yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Republican.
Thank you. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state senate were held today, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold and unfavorable feeling, and 100 means a very warm and favorable feeling. 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100, and the higher the number, the warmer you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Ted Cruz.
100.
Donald Trump.
100.
Adam Hinojosa.
About 50.
Morgan Lamantia.
Never heard of.
Okay, that's fine. Joe Biden.
0.
And Greg Abbott.
Greg Abbott, about 90.
90. Thank you very much. Now, would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Definitely, yes.
And is that a strongly approve or just somewhat?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan Lamantia is doing as state senator?
Never heard of him.
Okay, that's fine then. Now, let's see, just let me. Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Republican.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colleen Allred, for whom would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
And if the election for U.S. Senate, if for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote?
Flores.
Thank you. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan Lamantia?
Hinojosa.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. We have the scale of a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority at all for the governor and Texas state legislature. The first one is reforming border policy.
Very high perform.
High priority. The next one is supporting South Texas small businesses.
Medium.
Thank you. Ensuring access to affordable quality health care.
Probably between medium and high.
Medium and high. We do have the scale, just lets me choose between high priority and medium priority.
Medium.
Medium, thank you. And supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
Medium.
Medium. And supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers.
I support vouchers.
So the supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers would be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority at all?
Not a priority.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. The first one is a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban?
More.
More likely. Is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. What about, or would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
No.
So that would be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. The next one is, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
More likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community? Would you be more or less likely to vote for that kind of candidate?
Less likely.
Is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. And the final item for this section is a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies.
Say again.
A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies.
Less likely. Very much less likely.
Much less likely. Thank you very much. Now, do you use WhatsApp?
Do I what?
Do you use a WhatsApp?
No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Republican.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Very strong.
Thank you. And thinking in political terms, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Floyd, F-L-O-Y-D.
Thank you very much. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, and we really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.